Mark chapter 4, verse 23. The Bible said, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege to bow in your presence. We're thankful for the good day you've given us, for health and strength. I thank you, dear Lord, for loving me and saving me and putting me in this good way. I thank you, dear Lord, for you watched your over us today. I thank you for traveling mercy and grace. We came down the roads tonight. I thank you, dear Lord, Father, Lord, for protection from the storm. I thank you most of all, Lord, for protection from, Lord, the storm, Lord, of life. And I thank you, Father, that there is shelter, Lord, in your arms tonight. I thank you, dear Lord, for letting me be here. I thank you, dear Lord, tonight for this gathering together. I pray now, Lord, that you'd help us. I realize, Lord, if you don't manifest your power, Lord, if your will's not had, Lord, they sung the song, Lord, all is vain unless the Holy Spirit comes down. But I pray, Lord, for holy manna tonight. I pray for help, Lord. I pray for strength in this hour. I pray you do for us, Lord, what we cannot do for ourselves. Help me in this hour to preach. Give me that unction and utterance that man can't preach without. Give me that divine touch, Lord, that I need tonight. Lord, Father, I pray for just a little while you'd have mercy on us and tend and tabernacle over this place and work your will in each of our lives. Speak to our hearts. Help us to have ears to hear tonight. Lord, call our remembrance of scriptures now and breathe on us affection anew and let us preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, prepare the hearts, the minds of the people to receive the word of God. Convict sinners tonight. Stir the saints. Work your will in every life. Help us and have mercy upon us. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. But above everything tonight, get honor and glory to your high and holy name. We'll thank you and we'll praise you. For it is in the lovely and the able name of Jesus I humbly pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, it'd be possible to have ears and not to hear. And the Bible said in verse 24, "Take heed what you hear." I believe in Luke's Gospel chapter 8, he said, "Take heed how that you hear." Every one of us is responsible to hear the Word of God. It is the sinner's responsibility to listen to the Word of God. I thank God for you that are here tonight. These that make up this body, these from other churches tonight, everyone that might be visiting with us tonight, we're grateful you're here in the house of the Lord. Everybody really is responsible. Those that are not here tonight are not relieved from their responsibility to hear the Word of God. The very fact that you have a church building and the very fact that you put upon the sign that you have a revival lays a responsibility on the people in this community and this city to hear the Word of God. They may search it and shun it and not come, but God requires that we hear the Word of God. We're responsible to listen. Though we cannot hear unless He opens our ear and our understanding, we're still responsible, my friend, to seat ourselves and to listen to the Word of God. America's forgot that. America's become a nation that thinks she can bypass the Word of God and still be prosperous. But righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. The wicked shall be turned into hell with all nations that forget God. And so our nation has tried to push the Word of God away and to hear from God. And my friend, think they can get by. But no, friend, we're responsible how to hear the Word of God. There was a day in America when folks seated themselves how to hear the Word of God. I'm thinking, I wish I could remember the exact name of the fellow that was preaching, but there was a preacher in early days, I think in colonial days, was preaching maybe like later than that. Boy, I had a president. And one of our presidents came to hear this man of God preach. He was well known, a preacher in that day. And the president of the United States was seated in the audience. And somebody that knew him got excited
and that said, the president is here. The president is here. And he acted like he didn't hear him or paid attention to it. And so in a little bit, they came through the gate and said, the president is here. The president is here. And he still paid the man no attention. And so he really got real excited, you know, and really enthused about it and wanted this man of God to understand that the president was in the audience. And he said, the president is here. And he said, if the president don't repent and get saved, he'll go to hell like everybody else. Amen. In other words, I thought I'm here to preach the word of God. It doesn't matter what dignitary is here. Hey God, I want to tell you this word of God is for the prince and the pulpit. Amen. It's for the black, the white, and the male, the female, the rich, the poor, and the young and the old tonight. And we're all responsible to hear the word of God. He said, if you have ears to hear, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Hey God, it's important tonight to hear what God has to say to us. But, oh yes, and the Bible said that faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
And hearing by the word of God. Faith don't come by watching. Amen. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Amen. I know we live in mass evangelism, and they've incorporated a lot of faith how to infiltrate folks' minds. But I want to tell you, it'll take God touching the ear, thank God, of a sinner. It'll take God touching the ear of the believer before we can ever understand what God has for us. Amen. And the Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how, thank God, can the preacher preach unless he be sent? Thank God. Faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why the Bible said, let everything be slow to speak, slow to wrath, but let him be swift to hear. Thank God. And because it's by the hearing of the word of God. Amen. Bless his name. And that men are converted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You're responsible to hear. Folks are responsible to come and listen to the preacher. My, can you imagine how the Whitfield? Thank God. My, can you imagine? Oh, hear me. Thank God, the old Methodist boys from England, thank God. And the crowds turned out to hear him preach. And the Wesley boys, thank God, old Wesley was in, my friend John, I was in the Church of England, and he separated himself and would not agree with a lot of their doctrine. And he had his turn, thank God, in the local church there where he had been raised and his family had been. And his grandparents had been, and here come his son to the priest. And my friend, thank God, the man that was in charge said, you're not going to preach no more here in this church. Thank God, the service concluded. And when it concluded, John Wesley stood up and said, I'll be preaching out in the cemetery this afternoon at 2 o'clock on my grandfather's tombstone if anybody's interested. And they came, thank God, by the hundreds to hear John Wesley preach the word of God. Hallelujah. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we need to, thank God, have ears to hear tonight. Amen. Later on in Wesley's ministry, somebody said, Wesley, why does the crowd come to hear you preach? Thank God. And it was mostly in the field, thank God, and places like the cemetery. Thank God. Because mainstream religion didn't want to hear what he had to preach. And a reporter said to him, Wesley, why does the crowds come to hear you preach? And folks come to watch him burn. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight there's something about this book. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, have you heard? Thank God. We need to take heed of how we hear and what we hear. And if we have ears, how we need to hear tonight.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Now everybody's responsible. You say, well, preacher, I'm in here tonight. Yeah, but you can sit in the pew Sunday after Sunday, revival after revival, and never hear.
Amen.
You've got ears to hear. Lay here. God's got something to say to you.
Yes,
he may not say, Oh, he might say it tonight. I don't know when he'll decide. I ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. That's right. I heard preaching all my life. I was raised in church. I took before I was ever born. I ain't got my mother cabinet at church. I ain't gone. And then after I was born, I showed up, told him to meet at the house of God. And I heard preaching. I ain't gone. I heard sermons. And one day, thank God, I heard his voice.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I heard with more than these two ears. I heard with an inward ear. My understanding was open. Thank God. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm glad I heard. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And so if we're responsible to hear, and faith comes by hearing, thank God, then we need to take heed how we hear tonight and what we hear. And so I ask you tonight, have you heard? Have you heard? That's the question tonight. Have you heard? There's some people in the Bible that heard the voice of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember Samuel saying, thank God, instructed by Eli. Thank God. Oh, said Mel, if you go back and lay down, it's not me that's calling you. It must be the Lord. Eli hadn't heard it for a long time, but he remembered that God did talk to him. Hallelujah. Hophni and Phinehas had never heard him talk. Their sons of Belial, Eli just forgot. Amen. God help us. Sounds like our day. Amen. Thank God. We've had a group that's left and went into apostasy. Thank God. Apostasy is nothing more or less than departing. Thank God. Some revealed truth. The body of revealed truth.
Amen.
I tell you, it's hellish in America today.
Amen.
And in the religious world.
Amen.
Folks have departed some revealed truth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, Brother Reagan, and I won't get to that after a while. If I don't, I'll settle down and we'll go to hell. Hallelujah. Thank God. And I tell you, Brother Reagan, when I look, thank God, I've been in the last 30 plus years, I've been out those that used to stand for something and against something. Thank God. And my friend, I held closer to the body of revealed truth of what we call the faith. Hallelujah. Thank God. And when I see how they departed from it today and how they've gone the other way, it disturbs my soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to tell you, preachers may change and churches may change and people may change, but that blessed old book, it's still like it always was. Hallelujah, thank God. And if it took repentance and faith to be saved 50 years ago, it still takes it today. Hallelujah. And if that Bible, I talk about a holy walk, hallelujah, and a highway called holiness, and church folks are supposed to, I don't thank God to walk in it, and then it's still right. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. I'm glad. Thank God I heard the old story. I'm glad. Eli said to Samuel, I just lay down. And if it calls again, it'll be the Lord. I just say, speak, Lord, my servant here. Oh, tonight, we need to tune our frequency in the heaven tonight and get it off of this world. If you got ears to hear, you ought to listen tonight.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now I'm one that listens to the radio, especially driving. And sometimes I do it coming home, most time but going back. And after revival meetings and have a pretty good long ride now, trip on the radio. Amen. And sometimes the station I want, what I want to hear, don't come in too clear. Especially this week, all these thunderstorms around. It's been a crackling, a popping on the mayhem station showing up. Amen. But I want to hear it. Amen. I tell you, we live in a day and an hour of society. Thank God. Amen. It's a crackling, popping, and trying to get on the frequency. Hallelujah. live in a day when religion, thank God, is running out folks' ears. Thank God. But I'm glad there's still a frequency you can tune in to. Thank God. I'm glad God hasn't quit talking in spite of everything else. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thank God some almost hopeful today is a racket anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Hell or amen. Thank God as long as somebody's spitting and snorting and a stomping and a hollering. Thank God. Hallelujah. And you ask him outside of church. Thank God. Well, how'd the preacher do? He doesn't do it. Well, what did he preach on? I don't know. Thank God, but he sure was excited about it. Thank God he sure jumped around. Thank God he sure hollered a lot. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, you ought to listen to what he's preaching. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, thank God. I wasn't just born yesterday. I'm a teenage boy. And I realize a lot of folks call me to preach at their church because I'm a teenager. And they want to see a teenager preach. Thank God. I mean, just where back and preach. And so I went. Hallelujah. But brother, and when I got past them teenage years, I didn't change my message. I didn't change my method. But I wasn't a draw no more. Thank God. Hallelujah. I didn't pull the young folks. Hallelujah. And they couldn't dismiss what I was saying as being youthful ignorance. Amen. And so they dropped me. Hallelujah. How many of them did? Hey, thank God. I wonder if said preacher, I just screaming makes me nervous. No. It ain't just screaming, it's what we're screaming about. How did I say so? But I'm glad, thank God. Well, there's something to hear tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And if you got ears, thank God you ought to hear tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody's responsible to hear. And even when you get to the church house, you're responsible to hear. Now, if you're not careful, when you come to the house of God, first thing the devil will do is sit on your shoulder. Send one of them little winged fowls down to your way and smash the seed of the Word of God before you can take it in your heart.
Amen.
That's right. Oh, God, help us. I didn't get our mind cleared.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God help me. You can tell most places no, they're not interested in having a Bible by the conversation before church and the one just after.
Right. Amen.
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 It's baby's new teeth and how the corn crop's doing and how big the antlers look and who won at the baseball diamond. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Who kept the field goal. Amen. Amen. Where'd you get that dress? Thank God. Where'd you buy that tie? Hey, hey, thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We ought to come with our mind cleared out and our heart fixed on heaven. Hey, ought to clean out our ears before we get to the house of God and say, speak, Lord, thou shalt hear. Amen. Woo! Thank God. How we ought to be like. Thank God. How my friend Simon was. How when the Lord was in his house. And he said, I have someone. I was saying to me, Simon. And he said, Master, sound.
Hallelujah.
Most folks drop by church headed somewhere else anyhow. Amen. They come to hear from God or have their life changed. Thank God. Have their furniture rearranged. How they come with a made up mind. How they call it what the preacher said. How they go to live like they want to anyhow. God help us. And we're back in headed out. Thank God to the dining place. Or some place of recreation. Amen. But we better park up tonight. And if we got ears to hear, how we better tune in out of what God's got to say to us.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes, it's right.
Well, Lord help me. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say tonight, have you heard?
Yes.
Well, there's some things to hear tonight.
Yes.
That's some things God wants us to hear. And in the scripture tonight, I'll mention two or three things. If I never get there, well, this introduction I've had a long time. Hallelujah, whatever you want to call it, amen. Well, bless his name. Thank God. I want to say, have you heard tonight? Oh, have you given ear tonight? I want to say, first of all, have you heard this corn in Egypt? Amen. Have you heard this corn in Egypt? The Bible said in Genesis 42 and verse 2, amen. The Bible said, And Jacob said, "Behold, I have heard there is corn in Egypt."
Amen.
Amen. Same thing in Acts chapter 7 and verse 11. The Bible said there was a dearth in the land of Egypt and Canaan in great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt,
yeah.
Hey, Jacob heard this corn in Egypt. Have you heard this corn in Egypt?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Now here's Jacob. Thank God, bereaved of his son Joseph. Here's Jacob, an elderly man. Thank God, spending out his last days with his sons in the land of Canaan. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. God help us. Oh, thank God. And been years since they heard from Joseph. And he just assumed, because of what his sons told him, that Joseph is dead. But there's a famine hits Canaan, and they have no sustenance. They have nothing to sustain them or keep them alive. But Jacob heard, I don't know where he heard it, but somehow the news traveled that they were corn in Egypt. And Jacob said to his son, "Why are y'all sitting around here looking at one another?" That's what he said. "Hey, God, go down to Egypt and buy some corn." Hallelujah. And they wound up down in Egypt. Well, they know that the fellow they'd buy corn from was the one they'd sold into slavery.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Several years ago.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But he said to them, after they're dead and died, and they tried to make reconciliation with him and apologize for what they'd done, he said, "You meant it to me for evil. But God, I meant it to me for good."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Can I say, 22 years before Jacob's family, I needed corn in Egypt. God done had Joseph on the way down there.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. God knew there'd be a famine. Hallelujah. Before there was. And God didn't wait till it struck and then tried to do something. By the way, God's not a God of reaction tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. God's not sitting on the throne tonight. That's when he was crying, wringing his hands, wondering what he's going to do next. If this happens, or if that happens, he already knows. At the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he works everything after the counsel of his own will.
Hey.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you ain't caught him by surprise. And you won't ever catch him by surprise. You can't have an eternal fall because you're temporal. But he can't have a temporary fall because he's eternal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Lord.
Yeah. Have you heard how that is corn in Egypt? I remember the night when my soul needed sustenance. When I found out, thank God, I was a dying. Hey, and the famine hit in my life. And I'm glad I heard how there's corn in Egypt.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Sent them down there. And they went back. And he put their money in the sack. Amen.
Yes.
That's right. Kept one of them. And when they run out of corn, Jake said, "You got to go back." He said, "We can't go back. We don't. I take Benjamin with us." Amen. The other brother's been down there. He said, "Well, done lost Joseph, and the other's been down there. I can't stand if I lose Benjamin too." They said, "We're going to get any corn." He said, "That's where we had to do it."
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Thank God. And they went down the second time. And finally he revealed himself to them. And they found out there was corn in Egypt. And the reason there's corn in Egypt is because in the 70th year, Jacob had laid up, hallelujah, in the storehouses for the 7 bad years. Hallelujah. And they shook hands with their brother Joseph. They had the keys to the corn crib. I got it dangling on his belt. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm glad I heard this corn in Egypt. And I'm glad I met the fellow. I call him the person and the individual that's got the keys to the tree of tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God. And I've been eating, thank God. Thank God for over 30 plus years out of corn crib. And I want to say tonight, it's still satisfied. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank God. God, I believe I'm nibbling in there again tonight. And I appreciate the fact he's going to open the corn crib to me. Who is this owner of the corn crib? Why, it's Joseph whom they sold. It's Joseph, the brother that they had such hatred for. But God sent him down to preserve a posterity. Thank God. God sent him down to see after the family.
Amen.
And by God sending Joseph to Egypt to gather up the corn in the 7 good years so he can outlast the 7 bad years. Thank God. Jacob's family was preserved. Amen. But that ain't all. Thank God the Egyptians got the benefit. Hallelujah. Thank God of having a Joseph in Egypt. Thank God they all got to have some corn.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Hallelujah. I'm glad, hallelujah, of the darling Son of God that came to glory. Hallelujah. And to preserve a family. Thank God. I'm glad he found the pearl of great price in the field. Hallelujah. And sold everything. And thank God bought the whole field just to get the pearl. Hallelujah. Woo! That's the church. Hallelujah. Thank God it is God for the church. And he gave himself for the church. Thank God. And as a side benefit, thank God he bought the whole world to get the pearl. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Thank God. He gave himself a ransom for all. Testified of all in due time. He's the Savior of all men, particularly of those that believe. What's wrong with you, preacher? I'm in the corn crib. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, hey. And I'm getting in deeper all the time. And the more I eat, the better it tastes.
Amen. Yes.
Bless his name. They heard there's corn in Egypt. And when Joseph revealed himself, said, go get daddy. Go get my father, Jacob.
Yes.
Amen. Back over the hills they went, said, see that you fall not out by the way. Hallelujah. Hey, daddy, you heard there's corn in Egypt. But guess who's over the corn? Guess who's got the keys to the crib? It's Joseph. He's yet alive. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Now Jacob couldn't believe this. Hallelujah. Amen. But he looked outside that window and seen them wagons. Amen. And Israel's spirit revived. And he said, I'll go see him before I die. They moved to Egypt and God preserved that family. I sent Joseph on the farm to preserve the rest of them. And I tell you, when they finally all got down to Egypt, hey, God, it was corn they needed to survive. But the corn wasn't what excited them. And the corn wasn't what they were happy about. Hey, God, it's that fellow on the corn crib. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Hey, and then when I heard there's corn in Egypt, when my soul was empty and dry, and when there was no suffering left for me, but I bless his name tonight. Thank God. I'm not interested in the corn tonight, but I'm interested in he that owns the crib. Hallelujah. Bless his name tonight. I thank God for salvation. Hallelujah. But it's not just salvation that I've been tossing over tonight. It's the Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad of eternal life. Thank God. And when I tell you the life I love, it's him tonight. Thank God. I got past the corn several years ago and fell in love with the Savior tonight. Amen. There's corn in Egypt. Amen. Now you can sit here and look at one another and everybody else and go on to hell if you want to. Die where you at. Amen. Or you can listen tonight and God will let you come to Egypt and open the corn crib to you and let you get what you need. Thank God. Oh yes. I called you to be able to survive. There is sustenance tonight in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to ask tonight, have you heard there's corn in Egypt?
Hey.
Well, hell. Amen. Well, some of you act like you don't know if you heard or not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ought to be sitting in the corn crib tonight, throwing it up and hollering, whoopee! Hallelujah. Thank God. There'd be no corn had it not been for Joseph.
Amen.
And there'd be no salvation tonight. There'd be no hope for heaven. There'd be no escape from the damnation of hell. There'd be no forgiveness of sin tonight were it not for the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad He left heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. And took on a robe of flesh. Thank God. And lived a sinless life. And died a substitutionary death. And took my sin and yours upon Him. Thank God. And bear our sins in His body on the tree. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And suffered without the gate. And paid the price. How did you and I couldn't pay?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. I'm glad He freely laid down His life. And I'm glad after 3 days and 3 nights He took it up again. And
Egypt.
Yes.
Have you heard there's bread at Bethlehem, Judah?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Lord, help me. Ruth chapter 1 verse 6. Bible said, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited His people in giving them bread. Have you heard there's corn in Egypt? There's sustenance there. Amen. Why look at one another and why die where you're at tonight? There's corn in Egypt. But you got to know the man that how that's got the keys to the corn crib to get the corn. Amen. Then I'll say this bread at Bethlehem, Judah. Here's Naomi in the country of Moab, been there for 10 years, lost her husband, lost her 2 sons. Never looked like she'd ever go back home. Amen. Widowed. No means of supporting herself. No insurance policy, no social security, no welfare program. A poor widow with 2 Moabite daughter-in-laws. Amen. Upset her if you want to. Amen. Talk about a bad woman she was. But she followed that man. Amen. Out of Bethlehem, Judah.
Amen.
Down to Moab.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Amen. She left because of the family. She left because of the family. Amen. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Wound up in Moab. I guess she thought, I'll die here. I'd never get to see home again. But one day somebody gave a message. Hallelujah. I got a feeling it's one of the neighbor boys been down to Market Square. He'd heard Naomi talk about Bethlehem, Judah, and the peddler come through that day. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you heard him telling the crowd, why the Lord's business over Bethlehem, Judah, and we got bread. I tell you, hey, God, it's coming out everywhere. And he went home and said, Miss Naomi, I thank you from Bethlehem, Judah, and I heard you call that home of a house of bread and a house of praise. She said, son, I spent many a good day at Bethlehem, Judah, but I'm injured. Oh, I have nothing in my world. He said, Naomi, I heard a peddler talking want to go to Market Square. And he said, there ain't a famine no more at Bethlehem, Judah. Let the Lord visit His people again and give them bread. Hallelujah. She said, I'm going home.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, you may have sold dirt in Moab tonight. Thank God. You may have left the house of prayer and the house of praise. It may have not all been just your stubborn will. You may have followed the family. And you may have left because of the famine.
Right.
Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, have you heard this spring over at Bethlehem, Judah, that God is visiting His people again and giving them bread? Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. It's a wonder we got anybody left to go to church after the last 25, 30 years of pushing and growling and folks fighting over what color the paint ought to be on the wall. Amen. The carpet ain't pushing up. The bathroom ain't on the right side of the church they wanted it. Amen. Of their family member, I didn't get buried. I got in the grave. I called this to the church. Somebody else beat them. And they fuss and growl about that. And that's what some folks in church is about. And it drove them from the house of God. And the thank God, the house of bed and the house of praise ought to be a place that folks can come and worship God. Hallelujah. And it's been a whole time preacher singing and shouting. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's His name. And all the other stuff we left outside.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. It will be a sanctuary from the world.
Amen.
It ought to be a place you can come in and find some help from the world. It ought to be. Amen. Well, I'm just going to say a word or two, then I'm going to go. Amen. But we went today in the church, if that's all it is, it's nothing.
Right.
And most of us ain't over nothing.
Amen.
Yeah, it ain't nothing amounts to anything.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Amen. And then they can't get away from the cussing. A lot of it's coming out of the pulpit.
You're right. Preach it, Lord. Preach it.
Hey.
You're right.
I'll tell you this. If I couldn't preach without cussing, I'd quit preaching.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. I'm not interested in my youngins and grand youngins. Amen. Sitting under somebody. Thank God that don't know how to keep her mouth clean.
Amen.
I don't care if he is a doctor.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I don't care if he has a following.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm a grease and a squeak right there now. Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly right. Hallelujah. And I don't tell you what that cussing fellow always do too. Hey, don't see how mean they can get. Hey, man, if they don't cuss, I'll see how close they can get. And I don't care what else they'll do. Hey, God, they'll use improper language. Hey, God, may not be cussing, but it'll be filthy. Hey, man. Hey, God, it'll be unholy. And it ought to never become a man of God. He said, well, even the children of God are we to let know of my friend corrupt new communication, a filthy communication that could proceed out of our mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't mean to cramp y'all's style and hurt y'all's shout. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you.
Amen.
That's the God only a place where folk can come and get away from the world. Now, I God, sinners ought to be able to come in, and I don't expect sinners to act like saints, or to dress like them, or to look like them. And that don't bother me, but I do expect saints to look like saints, and dress like them, and act like them.
Amen.
Amen. And you ought to be able to come to church and not have to look up in the choir and look like you're watching MTV. Hallelujah. Thank God with mom hair and long hair. Thank God and boys wearing their earrings and necklaces. Amen. And unbuttoning the shirts down to their belly button. Thank God and talking about how spiritual they are. Amen. Hallelujah. It ought to be a place where, thank God, a man can come after God and boys come in the house of God and not see, thank God, of the flesh that they see in the world. But I'm ashamed to say that there's a whole lot of flesh being sold. I've got a lot of women and girls in the house of God today. Thank God they ought to cover up and put on decent clothes and thank God not only at the house of God but thank God at their house and went downtown too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I ain't heard that well. You just on the last wagon, man. This is the kind of preaching old preachers used to do all the time. Now we just got to naughtyness. Amen. And compromise. Hey, God. Amen. With the world. How do we quit doing it? Amen. And by the way, it wasn't just used to be the holiness of the Church of God. Amen. Thank God, the Methodists and the Nazarene and the Baptists, it is all of them. Thank God, you couldn't tell them apart. They've been different doctrines. Thank God, but when it comes to holy living, thank God, all of them preached it and they practiced it. Amen. And if you didn't, they dealt with you. Hallelujah. Raise bread at Bethlehem, Judah. Oh, I don't know why you left tonight. I don't know what caused you to sojourn in Bethlehem, but you didn't accomplish nothing. How about going down there tonight? Hallelujah. How about she heard there's bread again? And she arose and headed back to Bethlehem, Judah. When she got back, they said, is this Naomi? She said, don't call me Naomi. I call me Mary. At first you said, oh, Mary. That's death bitter in me. I went out full. But I've come back into you. But I'll never read one time in that book of Ruth where nobody ever called her Mary. It is always Naomi. The pleasant one.
Amen. Yeah.
Glad to have her back.
Hallelujah.
Right. Well, have you heard they spread in Bethlehem, Judah? Hallelujah. If you have, get up from Moab and come on home.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, it's time for me to quit. Corny, have you heard this corn in Egypt? Have you heard this bread at Bethlehem, Judah? And have you heard of the fame of Solomon? Amen. I'm just preaching on have you heard tonight. 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11. The Bible said, amen. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 1, I'm sorry. When the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She heard of the fame of Solomon. What fame? Concerning the name of the Lord. What the Lord had done for Solomon. So she came to prove him with hard questions. She didn't come to prove him with easy questions. She came to prove him with hard questions. You know why? And every question she asked, thank God he answered.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said he told her all the questions in verse 3. There was not hid anything from the king which he told her not.
Amen.
She scratched her head and said, well, well. Thank God the truth was told back at the house. God has blessed you. I've never heard of anybody of the wisdom and the knowledge you've got. It had to be the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Bible said when she seen the wisdom of Solomon, the house he built, the meat of his table, the sitting of his servants, the attendance of his ministers, his apparel, the cupbearers, his ascent, but how he went to the house of the Lord, the Bible said there's no more spirit in her. Thank God. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed it not, thank God, until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, it wasn't just the truth, but the hype hadn't been told.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Lord, brother, mother, old preachers, how they used to walk around the pulpit. Hello, church I was raised up in. Used to have Saturday night prayer meeting. Back then, folks didn't have nowhere to go Saturday night. And, you know, church folks didn't go to God then. I had a picture show back then. Amen. Well, Lord help me. Of course, some of you still don't, but you moved it into your living room so you don't have to drive out to the drive-in. Amen, preacher. Hallelujah. And while they were, I wasn't in business, so they didn't have nowhere to go. And didn't have all that much money to buy but a load of groceries. They growed it and canned it. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. So they went to prayer meeting on Saturday night. That old church had prayer meeting in Philadelphia. They'd come from Tennessee and Georgia over at Alabama, that little church. And sometimes they'd get preachers from Georgia and Tennessee to come in and preach. And there'd be a lot of folk come with them. Sometimes there'd be folk come in from there to hear whoever was preaching. And one Saturday night, they got to go. And I don't know what you think about this, but don't like here right now. I ain't got to go. And one of them preachers got a fire. It was in the meeting that night. Now that's just fire that night. And they all got to preaching. And they all got to walk around the pulpit. All five of them preaching. At the same time, just making a circle around the pulpit and the preaching. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. And I've heard more than one say, and whatever time they can hear, get to hear one of them when you come out there in front, you don't get around to the rest of them. And let them come around, they're all saying the same thing. Preaching the same message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Well, I don't care what you do or not. Thank God. I don't care at Pentecost how they all preach the same thing. By the time they got to them and listened, they all heard in their own language.
Right.
I guess God could take a bunch of fellows with a different mind and make them all say the same thing.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, the church got edified over it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless His name. Thank God. I'm glad tonight. Oh, bless His name. Oh, that there is some hope and help at the house of God. And the preachers, amen. And I heard them tell a lot of them that preach. I've heard them preach separately. A lot of them held me on the lap when I was a baby. Thank God. Most of them done gone and in glory tonight. Hallelujah. I heard them preach about being saved and about heaven and about this old time way. And I watched the saints down while they preached. Like they really believed it. I didn't know if it's true or not. I didn't know how I thought it was. I didn't think they'd tell him an old lie. And one message there tonight, I got in on it. I got birthed in and born in. And I can say it's a true report. And I heard them fellas speaking and them saints testifying and shouting about. But can I say, the high one too?
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
You're right.
Which friend of ours in the state of Kentucky had a young couple go in his church and they'd prayed a couple times, the altar didn't get satisfied. And one day over at the house, the young mother and the young wife got in such conviction, she went in the back bedroom and prayed about the peace of God. Hello, girl. About that high. She come out of the back bedroom, just run, wrapped her arms around Mama, and said, Mama, what's happened to you? Woo! Hallelujah. She called the preacher and said, Preacher, there's one day I got saved and got right with God a while ago.
Yeah.
She said, I heard y'all talk about peace. But I didn't know y'all meant peace. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. If you ever get there, you'll have to say, how the high has never been told.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. No wonder the faithful shouted, thank God. I've seen them shout till they couldn't stand up. Hallelujah. Thank God. No wonder they rejoiced. Thank God, the high has not been told. It's real. And it's right. And it's rich. Hallelujah. Now on a day the high hadn't been told about salvation, and the high hadn't been told about the glories of heaven. Thank
you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. I'm right on my way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, what does the fame of Solomon have to do with us? Because Jesus, when he walked there, said, I'm the Queen of Sheba. Thank God. I went from Nineveh to hear the fame of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Woo!
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, have you heard?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the fame of the Lord? Have you heard what He can do for fallen sinners?
Oh.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Have you heard He's building a church? And He's coming back to get us and take us home and soak how we have a feel of the Lord. Have you heard? Woo! I'm glad I heard.
Yeah.
I'm a liking what I'm hearing.
Bless you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Folks react differently to what they hear.
Yes, sir. Right,
I'm not trying to be comical. I went in Walmart today, and a little black gal, little girl, got up to listen to some music, and she is reacting to what she heard. Amen. I tell you, thank God I'm glad I responded to what I heard. And I'm still acting up about it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
You think I'm acting up now? Just wait until black preacher said to my feet, start Zion.
Yes.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I'm glad I heard. Now I want to say, have you heard this corn in Egypt? Have you heard this bread at Bethlehem, Judah? Have you heard of the fame of Solomon? And I want to say, lastly, have you heard the Master's come and called for you? John 11, verse 29. Martha went back to the house after meeting Jesus out on the road to Bethany. Mary had sat still in the house, and the Bible said, after the Lord and Martha had got through with her conversation, that she went to the house, and she said, access in verse 28, the Bible said, Mary said to her sister secretly, the Master has come and calls for thee. And verse 29 said, when she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him.
Yes.
Have you heard the Master has come and called for you tonight? I don't say he's calling for you, sinner, tonight. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. But in our text tonight, in this text of John 11, he's calling for one of his, Martha. I believe she'd sat in the house because she'd got discouraged and despondent because the Lord didn't show up to heal her brother. I believe she'd lost confidence and faith in the Savior. And she heard, like Mary did, that he was on his way into town. Mary just ran out to meet him. Martha said, I'm not going to go see him. He didn't come when we called. He didn't come save Lazarus from the cemetery. He didn't come get Lazarus off the death, off the sick bed. And I just don't know about him no more.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he loves us or not.
God bless you,
I just don't know if I can ever trust him or have confidence in him again.
Right.
You ever been there?
Yes, sir.
Sure. So she said, I'm just going to sit here in the house.
Yeah.
I'll let Mary talk to him.
Yeah,
but after Mary got to, or Martha got to talking to him, she went to Mary and said, Mary, the Master's come and he's calling for you.
That's right. Amen.
And when she heard that, that's all she could do. She arose and went to him. Here he is tonight. He may not have come when you called. He may not have come and changed your situation like he thought you'd only ought to change it. But he's here now. And he's calling for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, she couldn't resist it when he'd come and call for her.
Right.
How can you resist him tonight when he's come and calling for you?
Hey.
Lord, if you'd been here, my brother not died. He said, oh, but Mary. She got to weeping, and he got to weeping with her. He said, well, just show me where you put him. Amen.
Ah.
And looking down there to the cemetery, the sepulcher, he said, Mary, you didn't want to take away the stone. Lord, he's been dead 4 days and speaking for now. He said, then I'll tell you in the beginning, if you believe, you'd see the glory of God.
Ah.
They rolled it away. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And out walk right. Loose him and let him go. Hallelujah.
Hey.
He may not have come when you called for him, but now he's coming calling for you.
Amen.
Leave the house tonight. Leave that place of doubt. Leave that place of despondency. Leave that place of lack of faith and courage tonight. Leave that place where you've lost your confidence in him and trust him again tonight. And he'll do greater than what you thought he could do. That he didn't do. Amen. Everybody stand tonight. Have you heard? Have you heard? Would you come to the piano? Would you come to the verse of song we're going to sing tonight? I wonder, have you heard? Have you had ears to hear tonight? If you have, would you come? Would you come tonight? While we sing,
If you need to come, the altar's open to you tonight. Sinner, it's open to you. And saint of God, it's open to you. Whatever your need tonight. Have you heard this corn? Have you heard of the fame? Have you heard this bread? Have you heard that He's come and called for you tonight? Then why don't you come? Sing when you get ready. Good time for you to respond.
My soul was astray.
Let him that had ears hear.
Heavenly way.
Have you heard tonight? Have you heard tonight? While these are praying, while the Lord speaks, would you come tonight? Have you heard? There's corn in Egypt. Have you heard they spread at Bethlehem? You come on home tonight. Have you heard of the fame of Solomon, of the fame of the Lord, and what He can do for you? Prove Him tonight with your hard questions.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way.
Would you come
and
tonight?
And
have you heard?
Me.
Have you heard?
In the Savior in love.
Have you heard that the Master come and call for you? Martha said to Mary, He's asking for you. When you heard that, you rose and went to Him. Why don't you rise when you're at tonight and come to Him?
He had to reach
around
for
your
confusion. I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached
arise from your bitterness. Arise from your hurt feelings.
Now my heart does rejoice since I've made.
Arise from what kept you in the house.
In the tempted.
And come to Him
tonight. I can flee. There to lean on His arm. Save the
cure from
a heart.
Have you heard?
Down His hand.
Then what you hear, you need to be a doer.
When the Savior
of the hill,
reached
is not justified but the
for me.
You have to hear before you can respond.
He had to reach
but what you hear, you must respond.
Down for me.
You better be saying, and go up there not for the
Lord.
And it failed. But He can hear if He said and can do it for Him a sucker, man. He can count on
me.
And when the storm came, came and then opened the
night.
Have you heard with more than temptation? Have you heard in your heart tonight?
The Lord is
the
difference.
Have you
He reached down His hand
for me.
When the Savior reached down.